Spring has arrived in western Alaska, with the usual chirping birds and muddy roads. But it hasn't been long since everything was covered in snow and ice. And the farther north you go, the longer the winter. Head northeast out of Kotzebue, and in 138 or so miles, you'll get to Ambler, on the bank of the Kobuk River. I spent about 24 hours there last month, during the Kobuk 440 dog sled race. A month after the Iditarod, the Kobuk is one of the very last races of the season, and Ambler is the main checkpoint. Mushers come through the village both on the way out and on the way back in, and it's where they take their longest breaks. Volunteers from the community pitch in to run the checkpoint. Actually, I was told again and again that pretty much everyone helps out. Around 260 people live in Ambler, and I got to talk to a few of them. My name is Zoe Gruskin, and you're listening to Story 49. The sun was just lightening the sky over Bornite Mountain when I got to the chute at the Ambler checkpoint, around 6 in the morning. I'd gotten a good night's sleep in the school, but plenty of people had been up all night, preparing for the dog team's first pass through the village. A small but cheerful crowd had gathered to see the first musher arrive. I chatted with a man named Morgan Johnson, who, among other things, was volunteering as timekeeper.
I've been volunteering with the Kobuk 440, 10 plus years, yeah. Got to get a good, sturdy committee on this 440 thing. Because it takes the whole community to get this thing together, you know. Everybody just volunteers their time and, you know, give what they got to make things happen. This guy's been around.
Joe Cleveland.
Marvin Joe Cleveland, Sr.
Have you been watching the Kobuk measures come in for a long time?
Or? Ever since they started. Yeah, I've been involved helping out.
What were you doing this year?
I helped them saw the wood last night, and I let them use my basket slit to haul water for the dog mushers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they could water their dogs and for their dog food.
And the water was coming from the river?
From the river. We don't use our well. The river is more fresh and better for the dogs. Okay.
Are you excited?
Yep.
So where are we standing right now? What are we waiting for?
Bib number 7 is Nick Petit, according to the tracker. He should be here shortly, coming across the river. And then he'll park his dogs, and we'll wait for the other mushers, maybe somewhere after lunch, maybe look like.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Kind of cold a little bit. Yeah, this wind's got a little nip to it. North wind is got a bite to it. Yeah.
Did you stay up all night? I guess there's people in the IGC all night, right?
Yeah, there were several of us from the community. We there's a woman that got salad and whatnot ready for the mushers, and turkey sandwiches, breakfast for the volunteers, and trail marshal that just came in a little bit ago. Yeah. He's coming across the river now. Deku, Lydia. The musher is coming across the river from Koryok. He should be here in a couple minutes.
Morgan, he's at Koryok.
Yeah, I used to know.
Good morning.
Arigato. A lot of people are over here at the starting line. Waiting to welcome the musher bib number 7 coming into Ambler. First musher from Sowick. You had the seconds?
Okay.
6:39 or 6:40, 37. Okay.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
got it. First the Gravler.
Living in one in a basket.
Welcome to Ambler.
There's Nicholas, hot breakfast waiting for you.
All right.
Yeah. Don't have to eat with the dogs this time.
Good.
What all do they check for?
6:37. 6:40. 47.
Welcome to Ambler, Nick.
Oh, initial. Sorry about that.
All right, thank you. First pass.
And you can pick your spot. You can pick your spot off to the right, anywhere you want.
Copy.
Yeah.
You. Watch your toes.
Did you say you were saying breakfast is ready?
Yeah, breakfast is ready when he's ready.
What kind of stuff is there for breakfast?
We made biscuits and gravy, bacon, pancakes, boiled eggs, coffee.
Enjoy the coffee.
Yeah.
Drink some more.
Yeah.
Have you been up all night or when did you get up?
I slept a couple hours. Yeah. Slept a couple hours and then I got up around 2:30.
You've been up since 2:30?
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready?
Yeah. We'll be cooking all day for the mushers. We have they said about 12 o'clock more of the mushers will be in, so we'll be ready for them. There'll be a big rush through here.
Oh, they're close to
Ambler is the main stop. You know, they usually stay here longer, so, and that's where most of them drop their dogs too, so, you know, we're all busy up here.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you think volunteer to help make this happen?
A lot. There's a lot of volunteers. We wouldn't be able to do it without all the volunteers.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of different things. What are some of the things that volunteers do?
Well, before the race starts, they get wood. There's people that get wood and chop it, and then they boil the pots so that they're clean and not dirty, and then that's what the mushers use to feed their dogs, to heat up their food. Yeah, they do a lot of stuff. Yeah, they stay up all night, wait for the mushers, feed them, escort them to where they're going to be staying and resting. Everybody's staying at the school. The mushers usually stay at the school.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. They call me Lolo. Lolo Johnson. I'm married to Morgan. He's the timekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We usually volunteer every year. So.
And Lolo, L-O-L-O?
Yeah. That's my nickname.
Is that short for something? Or
it means crazy in Hawaii. I just found that out not too long ago, maybe when I was 30 years old. I never knew what it meant. I guess when I was born, there was a Hawaiian doctor. That's how I got it. And I think the Hawaiian doctor named me.
Where was that? Where were you born?
In Kotzebue. I was born and raised in Kotzebue. And my husband's here from Ambler. So I ended up here. Been up here like 12 years now.
And I think I was talking to Morgan, and he said that he kind of mushes dogs too sometimes.
Yeah, but he has no time. He's always busy. Yeah, he's a busy man. We do the airlines. We're at Raven Agents and Ryanair Agents, so busy with the airlines. My husband's a mayor, so he's always busy with the city. We're always busy.
Myra Yupikson. I'm originally from Ambler, but at the present time I live in Palmer. We do sewing, so we have all of this up there that we're going to give them to them. And
you're giving them to the mushers?
Yeah. Whoever come here, they're going to get the pick. So we got hats, mittens, and it's the tradition, or it's in memory of our mother Clara Lee and our aunt Sarah, who had passed on, and our aunt Minnie. She's in Anchorage, but we keep it going. So
you came back to Ambler just for the company?
Just for this, yeah.
You come back every year?
It's a big event for Ambler. Especially for these ladies, they work hard to make all the sewing items, and they're nice items. Yeah. You'll see them at the cookhouse.
The whole community is pretty much volunteering. Yeah. They collect food donations from each house to get it together at the building, so the ladies that volunteer their time to cook a meal will have donated food from the community to make a meal for mushers and the volunteering to keep fire going, water. Yeah.
What's the axe for?
Oh, we're pounding the the trail stakes down, I mean, to block off the road so snow machines won't come through where the dogs are resting. Yeah.
He's a musher.
Used to be, yeah.
Do you still have dogs?
No, I don't have any more dogs.
You built the dog sleds.
Yeah.
You built the sleds too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you still do that?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm just almost done with the school's basket sled.
How long does it take to make a sled?
I take my time, about a couple of weeks.
That's faster than I thought.
I could do it quicker, but I got a lot of stuff I always have to do too.
When did you and how did you learn to make them?
Watching when I was a young guy, yeah, out of high school. Watched the older guys and learn it and make it a little different.
Like your own?
Yeah, change the style and learn the fastest way to make one.
Do you have like a signature style?
Yeah, I have my own style, yeah. Different from other builders, yeah.
So if anyone sees it, they know, like, that's a Marvin sled.
Yeah, they know, they always know who built it when they see it.
This is a woman's sealskin mitten. It has sea otter on the top. This is sealskin and Tuscany lamb lining. This is sea otter, old male sea otter. That's what you can see the difference. They're white. Those are black wolf mittens. That's a beaver hat with a Velcro for men, and then the cross fox hat for women. I think the first gifts they gave were, what, mukluks? I think so. Yeah, when Kobuk 440 started, I think they gave away mukluks, I remember. Then they made mittens, beaver mittens like this. Yeah, I mean, they know what to sew, them ladies. Yeah. I struggle because I don't know if they're good enough or not, you know. But they're good. Yeah? Yeah.
Are there younger people who are like...
Oh, yeah. Suits? Yeah, his wife sews. Lolo. Yeah, we all sew. We used to have sewing class long ago. And even now, so I post things on Facebook just to encourage younger generation to start sewing because sewing comes natural to all of us, you know. Even you can make those. Yeah, it's that natural.
Wow. Huh? I can cook, but I can't sew.
You know, you can't say you can't sew, you could sew. It's nothing to it, actually. I mean, it don't take special talent, it's just common sense.
Okay. There's the musher.
Thank you.
Yay! Yay. Welcome!
Welcome!
Thank you.
Nick, yes. Before you get started eating, these are prizes that Myra Gibson made, and her mom carried on a tradition to, so they're keeping the tradition, so they sew every time the mushers come in, so you can pick from the prizes.
Awesome.
And then the lady right there with the fur hat is the one that made it all.
Thank you.
Those are sealskin men.
And those are waterproof.
These are nice. Wish it were a little bigger.
They'll stretch.
They'll stretch,
yeah.
Huh?
The more you use them.
This one's a men's hat.
That's a men's hat, but with a Velcro.
Oh, just right. Like it was made for you.
Oh, yeah. I got a big forehead.
Sometimes I don't get everything done, but it's fun. It's for our mother, in memory of our mother.
It's a tradition. They do it. They they're keeping the tradition.
Your mother used to do that?
My mother used to do that. I mean, she lived for this one, yeah. Kobuk 440. They made biscuits. So, it's fun.
Did you finish everything you wanted to this year?
No. Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Besides the people you heard today, I met volunteers who'd cut and hauled ice from the river, kept a fire burning overnight to melt it and keep the water hot, snow machined out with hand-painted signs to guide the mushers into Ambler, and organized an egg hunt for kids in the village. Morgan, the timekeeper that day, and the mayor of Ambler, told me it was no top-down operation. He said everyone just looked at what needed to be done and did what they could. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. Special thanks to Morgan and Lolo Johnson, Marvin Joe Cleveland Sr., Myra Upickson, and the community of Ambler, and to Nicholas Petit and the rest of the mushers, handlers, race officials, and fans who took part in this year's Cobuck 440. Music in this episode by Mystery Mammal. If you or someone you know has a story to share, contact KNOM at 443-5221 or on the web at knom.org. I'm Zoe Grieskin, and you just heard Story 49, sharing your story, your voice, your Alaska.